Warm up. Prosta. All right, Tavosai. Good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up top of Reish Mem Zayin. Tzarch Ladas. Person has to know. Shekol b'nei Adam himrak bebechinas maklo shala kodesh baruch hu. So let's remember again, just to give us a little bit of context again. In this section, the Mechaber is talking about the inevitable challenges which arise from interpersonal contact. Anytime I am involved with people, whatever the context may be, inevitably there's going to be a nisayon in emuna. We'll say, how so? Because remember again, whether it's in a family, whether it's in a workplace, whether wherever it is, it doesn't make a difference. School, army, he says, a person has to deal with people. And whenever I have to deal with people, there are going to be things that happen which offend me, which hurt me, whether it's because of my sensitivities, or the truth is, also possibly because the other person has mamish objectively done something hurtful. Somebody's hurt me, someone's upset me, someone's offended me. So the shayla is, what do I do with this? So Mechaber pointed out yesterday, there are two different possibilities. Possibility number one is I get upset or offended at the individual. You have hurt me. You have upset me. You have offended me. In which case, again, so what happens as a result of that? Either a person could become consumed by revenge, or a person could be consumed by anger, by animosity. Or second possibility is a person realizes that as much as we'll call him you, Ruvain, you hurt me, you upset me, you offended me, and you have your personal liability for doing those things. But at the end of the day, I recognize that which has occurred to me has come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's come from the Rebbe Shalom. And therefore, again, ultimately, again, I have to figure out what to learn from this, what to do from this, how to grow from this. What message is the Rebbe Shalom trying to give me through these circumstances? And that's how he begins. Yitzarach Ladas, a person has to know, Shekol b'nei Adam him rak bebechinas maklos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person has to know that other people are simply the staffs of God. They're the sticks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shedarkam hu amakes adam la'oru. In other words, so I'll say, this sounds very negative, but he's not really saying something negative. So I have to realize that other people are simply the staffs of God with which to strike me. They will say, now what does that mean? What he's saying is that people we are all the Ribono Shel Olam's tools. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu utilizes us in different ways to bring about certain realities or certain sets of circumstances. So when someone upsets me or someone hurts me or someone offends me, even though again they're exercising their free will in order to go ahead and do this, but at the end of the day I must view it as if they are the staff of the Ribono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach me something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give me some type of lesson and is using Ruvain as the mechanism ultimately again to teach me that. Kimo Shakasov, Choseich Sifto, Choseich Sifto, I'm sorry, Choseich Sifto Sonebo. One who goes at, what this literally means is, spare the rod, spoil the child. This is that a person who goes ahead and withholds the staff despises his son. So this is Shlomo speaking about the need for parental discipline. Ukimo Shakasov, Esa Shariyav Hashem Yochiach. Shlomo says, he who HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, God rebukes. Ukimo Shakasov Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov. Let's listen to this. What the Rebbe writes. Shekisha Osa Otam Avera Chas V'Shalom. When a person goes there and does an Avera, Azai Holech Venote Mehaderach HaYashar El Derech Acher Mekulko. The person goes there and does an Avera. See, he veers off the straight and narrow path, and he goes on to, ultimately onto what he calls Derech Acher Mekulko, a negative, messed up or destructive path. Ukishemaschilin Laleches Chas V'Shalom Ba'osar Derech Hara Azai Toim Univochim Be'ilu Hadrachim. Sometimes what happens is once you get on the wrong path in life, sometimes it's very difficult to engage in course correcting activity and to get back on path. Rabbi Nachman writes, we often start out on the right path, but then for a variety of different reasons we lose our way. And we end up on the wrong path of life. We just end up on the wrong path. So what happens? Well, what's the chesed the Chodesh Baruch Hu does for us? He dispatches for us a message to redirect us. Koresh Yashuv La'acharav. He calls us back. He says, listen, Silber, you've lost your way. You got to get back on track. You have to get back on the Derech HaYashar. In the Rebbe writes, Ulechol Echad Kor Lefi Bichinasam. See, here's the interesting variable. The Ribono Shel Olam calls out to each of us in different ways. Each of us in accordance with where we're holding in life. Yesh Shekara B'Remiza. You know, some people, Rabbi say, just need like a little gesture. Right? Sometimes some people just need the Ribono Shel Olam to point his finger in the direction that we have to travel. V'yesh B'Kriya Mamish. Other people have to be called out to. V'yesh Sheboit Bo'umakeu. Some people need to be kicked. Some people need to be patched. V'zeh HaKriya Shlovo. Say it's an incredible Yisod. Right? So sometimes when we lose our way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and sends us a message about, I need to get back on track. Now how that message comes depends on where I'm holding in life. Some people just need a little divine whisper. Some people need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to point his finger in the right way. Some people need a slap upside the head. Some people need a kick in the pants. People need different things in order to engage out, but that's the yesod. The things that happen to me, the turbulence that happens to me in life, often is just a remiza, is a divine gesture to say, hey, just want to let you know, I'd like you to go ahead and readjust certain things. And the people say, you know, I'll tell you this, I was in the car with someone the other day, and suddenly the car started shaking. So I said, driver, I said, is everything okay? He said, oh yeah, he said, it's a new feature. I forgot what they call it, like lane assist or something. When you begin to go ahead and veer out of lane, the car, it's not shaking, it's like a vibration. There's a vibration, just say that you need to get back in lane. He said, Givaldi. I said, Mamish, whatever brand of car it was, Mamish is like mimicking the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what the Rebbe is saying. That sometimes in life what ends up happening is, I veer out of lane. So what does the Kaddish Baruch Hu do? He causes the steering wheel to vibrate. But you know, for some people, steering wheel vibrating is enough. For other people, they need a loud voice over the radio. For other people, they need the car to stall out. For other people, they need to be mamish pulled over to the shoulder so that they can get a refresher course in driving. Everybody needs different ways or different reminders to stay in lane in life. Mamish, this Rabbi Nachman is describing over here, is divine lane assist. Divine lane assist. It's a new feature. And you don't have to pay extra for it. Mamish, it's included. It's part of the standard package when you're born. Every single person has this trim, this level of trim. Right? Mamish, what I end up veering out of lane, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I need to get you back on track. And again, depending on where I'm holding in life, determines the intensity of the divine message. Because I will say, the reality is, and this is what Rabbi Nachman is referring to, the emotional sends us, you know, people often say, if only God would speak to me, right, and let me know what he wants. Here's the great secret. Chesed Baruch Hu speaks to us all the time, each and every day. Just some of us are attentive, some of us are not. Some of us get the message the first time. Some of us require repeated follow-ups from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Rebbe saying. Everything that happens to us in life is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to tell me, listen, I'd like you to adjust this. I'd like you to, because all of us veer out of lane, inevitably. You know, some of us cut across three lanes, right, and are cutting off traffic, by the way, as we do it. Others just, you know, kind of go a little bit in, a little bit out, maybe just impact ourselves, not impact anyone else. But all of us get these messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say it's time to reorient. It's time to recalibrate. It's time to get back into lane. And the Rebbe suggests, again, that this is what happens in our interpersonal lives as well. Therefore, he says, Adam HaMamin, Kishebo Alav Tzara Kolshi, Mechapes Ma Alav Letakin Eitzel Atzmo, Ki Utole Eskol Sivlo B'Sibas Avonosav, therefore, we'll say, and again, there are different kinds of people in life. A balamuna, what the Mechaber Shem says, a balamuna. How do you define a balamuna? He is someone who, when something happens to him in life, he interprets those events as a message, as divine lane assist. He interprets those events as the Ribono Shel Olam telling me something's going on. Again, also, I want to be clear. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me, you're a Rasha, you're an Avarion, you're terrible, you're horrible. we'll say we all sway out of lane, right? All it happens to all of us. So the events that happen to me of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baal HaEmunah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me messages, and he's telling me again, what do I need to go ahead and fix? Ma'alav letakin itzlatzmo kiutola es kol sivlo b'sibas avonosav u'b'choser emunoso. And I will say, I attribute my turbulence in life to the fact that I have stuff that needs to be worked out. I have stuff that needs to be adjusted. I have issues which require attention. V'yodea shem yifne la'ashem v'yivakish m'nes ezraso hu ya'azer lo l'takin esakon. I will say, here's the beautiful part. I also know that I don't have to do it alone. I don't have to do it alone. I can reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Ribono Shalom, I got it. Message received. I'm shifting out of lane because you're not happy, or I need to pay attention to certain things. That's okay. But the good news is, I don't have to do it alone, Rabbosai. I have to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom. I got the message. I'm going to do the cheshbon nefesh. I'm going to introspect, but I'm going to be honest. I may not be able to change some of these things now. I may not be able to change some of these things without your help. So are you willing to partner with me to make me a better me? And of course, the divine response always is a resounding yes. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in the middle of this paragraph, Lachin who owes a tshuva, Emir Tashem tomorrow. Shkoyach.